Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight.
The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like the dead, long forgotten. Therefore, my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me.
I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought. And to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you.
Lord, make haste and answer, for my soul fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave.
In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul.
Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth.
For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Do not hide your face from me. In you I put my trust.
A reading from the first letter of Peter. Stay sober and alert. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, solid in your faith. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals, that are abused and neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all distress and from harm. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. We continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We pray for Bishop Long, that all of the unnecessary stress and anxiety that rests upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit, as we pray for his peace. We pray for our presiding Archbishop Kaz, that God continue to lead his mind and his heart in the direction it's going towards the betterment of his church. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We pray for the homeless. We pray for the imprisoned. We pray for the lost and the forgotten. We pray for those who are dealing with loss. We pray for those who are having trouble finding God, that the light and the grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ lead them to him. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may follow the path of light always. We pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. We pray for the Order of St. Benedict, Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese, and for Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and my unworthy self. We pray for our abbot, Bishop James, and all who may be contemplating joining the order, that God continue to lead us in the right direction toward the seamless connection between the order and the goal of God's church. Deacon Nicholas.
I would like to offer up in prayer the suffering souls in purgatory. May they have a brief rest in their suffering so that they may see God face to face. I'd like to ask for continued prayer for healing from myself, as I'm still continuing to heal from my surgery. I'd like to offer up prayers for my family, my friends, my girlfriend, and for all those who in most need of God's grace. Back to you, Mother.
And at this time, we'd like to call to mind all of the prayers in that of which we hold in the silent depth of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken, of course, those which we hold in the depths of our hearts, the prayers of the entire church, and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church, both humbly and fervently, prays. Lord, fill this night with your radiance. May we sleep in peace and rise with joy to welcome the light of a new day in your name. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander throughout the world for the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
And may the Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.